It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
Well, what a nice rain out there this morning, Dwayne.
It's nice. It's coming down slow and nice and straight, and so it's soaking things up, and the garden's really going to grow now.
Yeah, I was busy trying to get my garden tilled last night. I got quite a bit of it done, but not all of it, and I needed to water the plants in the flower pots and that, and I didn't get that done, so I'm glad I didn't waste my time doing that last night because they got a good watering now.
I watered mine last night, so, but get a second watering is good, too.
But things sure are nice and green and lush, aren't they?
Yeah, and even the lawns, and this will green the lawns back up, too, if it's starting to turn brown again, so
yeah,
this is good.
You don't have to go too far west, and there's a drought out in South Dakota and North Dakota. So we're
very lucky. We've had timely rains.
Yeah. You know, I think it was Tuesday. I parked across the street by the dental clinic, and boy, those Japanese lilacs, man, they smell good.
Aren't they great?
Yeah.
Big, huge, white flowers, medium-sized tree, gets 25, 30 feet tall, and boy, they are fragrant. They smell really good.
So I got a question.
Yep.
Got a friend who got a couple of plants from her kids for Mother's Day. Mandevillas?
Yeah.
Okay, and she was wondering, can those things be kept over winter? And if they can, what can they do? It's a tropical plant, isn't it?
Mandevilla is a tropical plant. It it shoots out long vine-type things, so it really grows fast. It likes it hot. It's not winter hardy here, though, but they're gorgeous. And
can it be kept over winter?
You can cut it back and bring it into the house, keep it in a real sunny window. And, yeah, you can try. It's probably not the easiest plant. You'll lose some leaves, but then get it out early in the spring again and revive it. Kind of like taking care of a geranium over winter.
Okay. You can't. I know sometimes you can let those geraniums go dormant and then start them again, but.
There's mandevillas or diplodenas. They're kind of the similar things, and Heather Nursery and Floral still has that, and we have a sale going on. We just advertise that. And they're half price. So check those greenhouse clearance sale out at Heather Nursery and Floral.
Yeah, if you had hail or if you had some damage because of hard, heavy rains and you need to fill in some vegetable plants.
Been hearing that a lot, Terry, from the winds especially.
You know, yeah.
The tomato plants blew, you know, over or whatever. And still have a good selection if you need some flowers or, you know, tomatoes or whatever. And they're on sale.
Yeah, a good sale, too. And is that just in Dawson during Riverfest?
No,
or is that
you can do it in Madison here, too.
Okay, that sounds good. And then if you're going to Monty, you can do it over there, too.
You bet. Had an experience yesterday. We were cleaning up for Riverfest and, you know, pulled some weeds. And then I took this product that we've been talking about, Terry. It's called Farm Solutions.
Okay, organic pesticide that really works.
And, you know, there's one there that's called Weed Farm, a second from the right.
Fast-acting weed and grass killer.
And I went and sprayed around, and we had a little patch of Creeping Charlie. I went and sprayed Creeping Charlie at about 10:30, and I came back that afternoon at 3 o'clock. It was dead.
Okay, now that'll just kill weeds and not the grass?
No, it kills...
Kills everything. Okay.
It's non-selective, okay?
Okay.
So if you have an area that you want to kill and you want to kill it fast, it's an organic and OMRI-listed weed killer. It's called Weed Farm. And let me tell you, I was shocked. I wanted to see the results of it. And it killed the weeds, killed thistle. And I was surprised. Brown, the Creeping Charlie was brown.
Oh, boy. So some good stuff, and it's organic, too.
You bet.
I can't read what the ingredients are or whatever, but looks like you got a lot of different ones here. You got indoor farm, insecticide, miticide, and fungicide, and there's a veggie farm.
I use veggie farm a lot. We use that outside if you have vegetables and want an organic spray. Indoor farm we use in our greenhouses.
Okay, and that indoor farm says with pure rosemary oil.
Yep.
And then veggie farm made with garlic and 100% organic peppermint oil. And the rose farm is made with 100% organic peppermint oil. It doesn't say what the weed farm is. And then flower farm.
Definitely has some vinegar in it because you can smell vinegar.
Which is acetic. And then the flower farm, cinnamon oil.
Yep, and if you flip that page over, it tells all about them on the back side.
Okay.
So if you want to pick up some of those products, call Farm Solutions, have different varieties. And we have concentrates, too. Those are all ready-to-use squirt bottles. They have concentrates in some of them, and you can mix your own. It worked really good.
Yeah, the other night I was walking around the garden. I noticed I had potato beetles, Colorado potato beetles. Yeah, I haven't had those for 3-4 years now, and I rotate the potatoes every year, so I was really shocked to see those. There weren't any adult ones, but I don't know where they came from. But I got out the garden dust, and I still have some of the old garden dust left, the rotenone stuff.
Yep, they don't, that's not, can't sell that anymore, so, but you can use that.
Yeah, it worked, and yeah, they got a new garden dust now, and it's got, what is that?
Pyrethrins.
Pyrethrins in it instead of the rotenone.
Yeah, pyrethrins is an offshoot of marigolds.
Okay, and I suppose that's more organic. I don't know, I know rotenone, you didn't want to get that in any body of water that has fish in it, and that because it'll kill the fish. But before, they always said it was safe for human
use. You know, rotenone had been around for, you know, that was what was in Garden Guard, okay?
Yeah, that's Guard, the Garden Guard, yeah. Now,
Garden Guard was around for 105 years, I think, that we had used that, and then they finally outlawed it.
Yeah. Why did they do that?
Well, because if you put it in water, it kills fish.
Okay, so
you answered your own question there.
Well, anyway.
It wasn't safe, and it lasted too long. A lot of things that they have now, if they last, you know, are persistent in nature, they won't allow you to use it. They want the half-life. They rate different types of chemicals on how fast half the potency's worn off.
Okay.
And so there must be guidelines for that.
Well, there was just a few plants that I had it on, and I dusted with that, and it killed them right away, and I haven't had any since. So be looking for that if you have potatoes out there. Potatoes are blooming right now, and usually when they start blooming, about 2 weeks after they bloom, you can start digging is what I do. You know, you get some smaller ones, and they're good eating, but always fun to see them blooming. And I figure by the 4th of July, I'll probably have some new potatoes.
Little baby potato, can't beat that.
No.
Those little Norland reds, yeah. Norland dark red potatoes, and those are really good.
And then also the peas are set in pods, too, and a lot of people like that new potatoes with peas and in a cream sauce.
It's... You're making me hungry.
Yeah. Then I was looking at every sweet potato plant that I planted this year has taken hold, and I haven't always had that happen, but, you know, I got some sweet potatoes from Duane and got them out there, and they're doing really good.
Yeah, if you're still planting your garden, we still have sweet potatoes. We still have potatoes, Terry. If you need to plant some of those, you can still get a later crop.
Yeah, it's still not too late.
Nope, and we still have peas. So if you're looking for seeds or seed potatoes or the sweet potatoes, too, so you can still plant all those.
Yeah, especially if we have a season like last year. You know, I was still harvesting broccoli and cauliflower November 15th.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we didn't really have a hard frost or anything until later on in November.
Yep, and also I know you've been picking strawberries.
Yeah.
If you need strawberry plants, we have bare root strawberries, which are the ever-bearing ones are called Eversweet. And then we have All-Star, which is a June-bearing type strawberry. So if you need, I have 1,500 of each left. So.
Well, my suggestion is get the June-bearing because I'm tired of picking strawberries. And we picked, didn't quite get an ice cream pail full last night, and that was, I'm pretty sure, the last picking. And we get kind of tired of it after a while.
All-Star is a good one.
Yeah, but, you know, they aren't, I might have to regenerate it or start a new patch because, you know, they aren't as big as what they were a few years ago, and that's what happens as they age. And either you got to regenerate it or start a new patch or whatever. But I tell you, they got 10 times the flavor of the stuff you buy in the store.
Yep. So we have, because Terry uses our earth elements and gets the good minerals in there too. So it's good for you and it sweetens it up. And, you know, the sweetness is rated, it's called bricks. So you can, we have a little brick meter, it's called a refractometer. And you can put a little drop of the juice from the strawberry on there. And you look at a chart and it'll tell you, well, you can taste how sweet it is. But
so did you get all your strawberries eaten then, Duane?
Yes, very good. Thank you. Terry gave us some strawberries, and my grandson, Jordan, really loved them.
Well, let's see. Boy, it's 11:26 already. Man, time goes by fast when you're
having fun.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, I told you about my Colorado potato beetles. You got any reports of any other pests or problems out there?
Well, we're seeing, again, the a lot of the pest is on the evergreen trees. It's called that Rhizosphera needle cast, which is a fungus disease. So if your evergreens are turning brown, which they shouldn't now, they should be pretty nice dark green or blue if you have Colorado blue spruce. Wouldn't be a bad idea to give them a shot of fertilizer too. You could use mere acid fertilizer or one of our solutions that we talked here, farm solutions, or also our Earth Elements Balance fertilizer would be good. See some mildew, and you know, with the rain and stuff like that, you've seen some mildew and some fungus type problems, so just check that out and you know, watch. We have some bug problems, but that's going to happen when it gets warmer again.
Yeah, then we'll pretty soon start seeing red spider mites.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't seen any tent caterpillars on the fruit trees yet this year, though.
That's good.
Yeah.
Warm up, you'll see some of that. I haven't seen a lot of that. I've seen a few army worms, but we'll talk about that season when that comes up.
But come on over and help celebrate Riverfest in Dawson. I was going to mention, too, that Tim's Food Pride is doing kind of a fundraising feed this afternoon, and he's going to still have that. The bounce house isn't going to be there because of the weather, but they're going to be serving it indoors.
That's a good idea. A lot of things going on at Riverfest, and there's a lot of specials throughout town, and Heather Floral and Greenhouses is having specials there, so you want to stop in and check out all those things and do some planting.
Okay, and we're out of time already, but we'll be talking with you next Thursday again. But yeah, stop over to Dawson and help celebrate Riverfest. Lots of things going on. You can pick up a brochure at a participating store and make sure you take advantage of those specials at Heather Nursery and Floral. All three locations, by the way. So we'll talk to you next Thursday, Dwayne.
Thanks, Terry, and everybody have a great day.